Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a chapter from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the evangelist, apostle, and pure disciple of his blessing with Solomon. A reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. And hallelujah. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, and King of us all. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, the living God, unto him be the glory forever. Amen. Hear another parable. There was a certain landowner who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. And he leased it to vine dressers and went into a far country. Now when vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the vine dressers that they might receive its fruit. And the vine dressers took his servants, beat one, killed one, and stoned another. Again he sent other servants more than the first, and they did likewise to them. Then last of all he sent his son to them, saying, they will respect my son. But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance. So they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine dressers? They said to him, he will destroy those wicked men miserably and lease his vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. And whoever falls on the stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder. Now when the chief priests and Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitudes, because they took him for a prophet. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven,